ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗೋ ನಾಮ ಅಷ್ಟಾದಶೋಧ್ಯಾಯ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಅಗೈನ್ ಬ್ರೀಫ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಎ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ವೇ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ 18th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. Now, Bhagwan, we saw in last class, what is Sattvikam Karma? We are going to see it today. We have seen already, what is Tamasam, Sattvikam, Rajasam and Tamasam. Jnanam. We have seen until the 22nd verse. Yattu krishna vade kasmin karye sakta mahaitukam atatvartha vadal pancha tattama samudahritam. So Bhagavan, the 22nd verse, last class we have seen, what is tamasam jnanam, he said. So if there is knowledge of the individual body and which is mistaken to be everything, and there is no thinking is involved in that understanding, and which is not a fact also, and which is very mean understanding, such knowledge is called tamasam jnanam. So who is the person who has tamasam jnanam? ಕಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೃತ್ಸ್ನವತಿ ಏಕಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಕಾರ್ಯೇ ಸಕ್ತಂ. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಅಲೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್, ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ ಟು ದಟ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ದೆನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಯು ಟೇಕ್ ದಟ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದೆರ್ಸ್ ನೋ ರೀಸನಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ಡ್, ಅಹೈತುಕಂ. Then alpam, also very mean. Atatva arthat, atatvarthavat, na tatvarthavat. Because there is no fact in it. Such understanding is called tamasam jnanam. And who is the one who has this tamasam jnanam? The person who is highly materialistic in nature, his understanding is tamasic understanding. Who is the highly materialistic person? The highly materialistic person is the one for whom moksha is, who does not have an idea of moksha, who has no purushartha nischaya, who does not know moksha being the ultimate goal, who does not know the value of jnanam, who does not know the importance of discovering the truth. Therefore, there is no commitment on his part to the pursuit of jnana. Therefore, he does not even know the value of dharma. So the person may be following dharma, may not be following dharma. But because moksha is not the goal for the person, so dharma also is not a goal for the person. So what becomes ultimate goal? Only artha kamas become the ultimate goal. The highly materialistic person is the one for whom artha kamas are the ultimate goals. Therefore, who does not even know the value of dharma. And for him, enjoyment of pleasures and satisfying the sensory pleasures become the ultimate goal. Therefore, for him, the body is so important. We are attached to the body. And the body's comforts are important. Body alone is important. So food must be very important. Such people only were getting very angry. The food is not, little salt is not there, then they'll throw the food. So because of that, the interest is only in food, the body, etc. And body becomes everything for them. And they do not even bother to understand that they should equally take care of the mind. Only physical, body is not well, they'll worry so much. They're not bothered to take care of their mind. They may not, some people may not even know that there's something, such a thing called mind exists. So they have no clue about sukshma or anything. Such a person who is highly materialistic in nature, for whom artha kamas form the ultimate goals of life, and who may not know, therefore there is no way of understanding the importance value of dharma. For such a person, such a person's knowledge is what? Tamasam jnanam. Okay. Now having said that much, the Bhagavan continues in the next verse. He is going to say now, next verse. 23rd verse. Niyatam sangarahitam. Niyatam sangarahitam. Aragadveshatakritam. Aragadveshatakritam. Aphala prepsuna karma yattat sattvika muchyate. Yattat sattvika muchyate. Niyatam sangarahitam. 23rd verse, 18th chapter. Niyatam sangarahitam aragadveshatah kritam aphala prepsuna karma yattat sattvika muchyate. Now, having talked about the knowledge in keeping with the predominance of sattva, rajas and tamas, now Bhagavan is going to discuss in these following verses the karma, the action. He's going to say what is sattvikam karma, what is tamasam karma, what is rajasam karma, etc. He's going to discuss the following verses first. Now, karma. So, three types of karma are going to be discussed in the following verses. So, first, 23rd verse, Bhagavan discusses what is sattvikam karma. Niyatam sangarahitam aragadveshatah kritam aphala prepsuna karma yattat sattvikamuchyate. Niyatam sangarahitam aragadveshatah kritam aphala prepsuna karma yattat sattvikamuchyate. Yat karma tat sattvikam uchyate. That karma is said to be sattvikam karma. Tat sattvikam karma uchyate. That action is said to be sattvic action. Sattvikam karma. Which action? Yat, that which niyatam karma. Niyatam karma means an action which is done as an obligation, obligatory duty, an obligatory duty, niyatam karma. Which obligatory means what? An action which must be done, which has to be done, is niyatam karma. An obligatory duty is an action which must be done. தென் சங்கரஹிதம். சங்கஹா மீன்ஸ் அட்டாச்மெண்ட், an action which is performed without attachment. The action which is devoid of attachment is sangarahitam. What is that action which is devoid of attachment? An action which has to be done, thereby which is performed. The action which is performed for the sake of performing. It means the person, the performer of action, is not dependent on the performance of an action for happiness or security. So performing one's duty which has to be done without being dependent on the performance of action for one's happiness and security is known as sangarahitam karma. Suppose we do a duty as a father, do a duty as a husband, do a duty as a wife, do a duty as a son, do a duty as a professional. Because you're earning, you are paid for that, so you are doing a duty because you must do it in conformity with dharma. You do it. Even though you are doing because it is to be done, at the same time you do because you are doing it only for antakkarana shuddhi, antakkarana naishchalyam, because you want to live your life in harmony with universal order. Because you do not want to disturb the universal order. So you do your duty, what is to be done by you. At the same time, you are not dependent on the performance of the duty for your happiness and security. Why? Because you know the real happiness and security is not in doing an action. Real happiness is not in not doing an action also. Real happiness and security is only in discovering the Atma. So knowing where happiness is, how happiness is, knowing that knowledge is the only means of discovering happiness. So thereby not being dependent on performance of action for one's happiness and security. If the person performs karma only for living one's life, not to disturb the universal harmony, such an action is called what? Sangarahitam karma. An action which is devoid of attachment. Okay, niyatam sangarahitam karma, which is not, how is it performed then? Such an action is performed, such an action which is not dictated by one's likes and dislikes. Aragadveshataha. See, the person who does not have purushartha nischaya, does not know the value of jnanam, and for whom artha kamas are the ultimate goals, then his actions will be what? His actions are dictated, impelled by his likes and dislikes. His actions are governed by his likes and dislikes. Whereas a person who has purushartha nischaya, who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, who knows the value of jnanam, thereby who knows the importance of preparing one's mind for the attainment of jnanam, such a person performs his duties without being dependent on activities for his happiness. At the same time, when he does the activities, he does the right, he avoids the wrong, because he is committed to dharma. So the person who is committed to live a life of dharma, knowing the value of dharma, such a person's actions are not dictated by his own likes and dislikes. Such a person's actions are governed by his knowledge of right and wrong, dharma. So the person whose activities are governed by his knowledge of right and wrong, dharma, dharma vivekaha, and thereby whose actions are not dictated by his likes and dislikes, such a person's actions are what? Aragadveshataha kritam karma. The actions which is performed without any likes and dislikes, without being actions performed without being dictated by one's own likes and dislikes. Okay, then such an action. So which action now? So sattvic action is that action which is obligatory which is to be done and which is devoid of attachment and which is performed without being impelled by likes and dislikes, by whom? Performed by apalaprepsuhu. Palaprepsuhu means the one who is desirous of result, one who is dependent on result for his happiness and security. The one who is attached to the result of an action is called palaprepsuhu. Apalaprepsuhu means the one who is not dependent on, one who is not attached to the result of action. So apalaprepsuna, such an action performed by the one who is not attached to the result, the one who is not desirous of result, I shouldn't say desirous of result, the one who is not attached to the result of action, such an action is called sattvikam karma. So an action performed by the person who is not attached to the result of action, thereby the one whose actions are not dictated by his likes and dislikes, and action which is devoid of attachment, an action which is obligatory, is said to be sattvikam karma. So an obligatory duty devoid of attachment, performed without likes and dislikes by a person who is not attached to result of action, is known as sattvikam karma. You can understand an action performed by a person who performs it with an attitude of yoga. Person who lives a life of karma yoga. A karma yogi's action is sattvikam karma. In fact, by way of saying what sattvikam karma is, Bhagavan is only talking about the karma yogi. Who is what? Which karma is sattvikam karma? A person with action performed by a karma yogi is a sattvikam karma.
Niyatam sangarahitam aragadveshatah kritam aphalaprepsuna karma yattat sattvikam uchyate.
So now the next question is, what is niyatam karma? An obligatory duty. What is obligatory karma? So the actions prescribed by the Shastram, prescribed in the Shastram. So Niyatam means the actions, the rituals, the way of, okay, anything specifically, specially ordained by the Shastram is said to be Niyatam Karma. There are many specific actions. There are many specific rituals, specific disciplines, specifically prescribed in the Shastram for the sake of emotional maturity of an individual. Because Shastram's aim is always to help a person to convert a gross-minded into a subtle-minded, to convert an unrefined mind into a refined-minded, to convert uncivilized mind into a civilized-minded, is the aim of the Shastram. So how to convert? So for that, Shastram prescribes certain special disciplines in terms of actions, specifically for the emotional maturity of the individual which is very much needed for spiritual vision, spiritual wisdom. So physical maturity, physical growth is taken care of by nature. So what do we need to do for physical growth? We need not have any initiative for physical growth. If we eat 3 times a day, if possible 4 or 5 times a day also, according to your convenience, physical growth will be taken care of. Whereas emotional maturity, inner growth is possible only if you take initiative. Very important for one to develop a value for inner growth also. Because attainment of Atma Jnanam is dependent on mental preparedness. Even if you have Shastram, the Pramanam, even if you have the Shastra teacher, the one who can communicate teaching, unless I become mentally ready, then study will not be effective. Nor I cannot enjoy the benefit of the jnanam. Even if I attain jnanam also, it is not possible for me to enjoy the benefit of jnanam unless I become mentally ready, prepared. So mental preparedness is so important for the attainment of jnanam and to enjoy the benefit of jnanam. Therefore, it is very important for the mind to be able to appreciate the values of life. Unless and until one's mind is capable of appreciating the values of life, there's no way of accomplishing self-knowledge. So we are going to see those values in this chapter. We read those values in 13th chapter. Also, in 16th chapter, also we understood those values as Daivi Sampat, divine virtues, and demonic nature. We understood some values. That is how mind becomes. See, mind has to be cultured mind. Mind has to become a cultured mind so that the sprout of self-knowledge can rise. See, there is a conducive condition of the mind for self-knowledge to take place. Therefore, it is impossible for the mind to become cultured and subtle overnight. It takes time. And for which Shastram prescribes what? It prescribes certain disciplines. And the Shastram also says that one must convert one's actions into nishkama karma. One has to perform sattvikam karma. And one has to perform the disciplines prescribed by the Shastram. One has to follow the way of life prescribed by the Shastram. And one has to duties also with the proper attitude. One has to strictly follow dharma in performing one's own duties. Is the Shastram prescribes. Ultimately for what? Ultimately for mental purification. So there's no way of managing and undoing the emotions, the impurities in the form of emotions in our mind. So there's no shortcut method at all. See, there are emotions, the impurities are naturally there in all the minds. See, anger, likes and dislikes are impurities. Strong desires are impurities. Greed is impurity. Jealousy, hatred, anger, anxiety, fear, guilt, hurt, they're all impurities only, mental impurities. And it is impossible for us to undo them totally. But they must be managed. Otherwise, they will be disturbing the mind. Unless we take care of them, unless we manage them, there's no way of being adequately pure. There's no way of being able to understand anything. Therefore, all these disciplines prescribed by this Shastram are specifically for mental purification. Only mental purification is there, only mental stillness also is possible. Therefore, these specifically Shastra prescribed disciplines are not for accomplishing any great material benefits, but they are all prescribed for one's emotional maturity, one's own inner growth. Of course, Shastram also prescribes certain rituals specifically for accomplishing material benefits also. They are different. Shastram does prescribe rituals for accomplishing material benefits. But Shastram also prescribes certain disciplines for one's emotional maturity, for mental preparedness required for the attainment of jnanam. And so therefore, such the Shastra ordained specific disciplines for the sake of emotional maturity are said to be niyata karmani, niyatam karma. Okay, this is niyatam karma. Of course, in the third chapter, Karma Yoga, Bhagavan elaborately discussed the niyatam karma. We'll see later on again. This is niyatam karma. So niyatam karma is for what? For mental purification. For niyatam karma is what? Sattvikam karma. And sangarahitam karma. I told you already. Sangarahita means any action performed without attachment is sangarahitam karma. Even actions performed, any social service activity which contributes for the happiness of maximum number of people is also what? Sangarahitam karma. And one's own karma performed without being dependent on one's own karma for one's own happiness, security is also sangrahitam karma. So, even though Atma Jnanam is the only means of attaining our own happiness, and for one's own mental expansion, for one's own mental purification, it's very important for one to be conscious of social welfare and to contribute for the social welfare. Because contributing for the social welfare implies what? Living one's life in harmony with Bhagavan in the form of order. Therefore, it becomes so there's a certain degree of selflessness is involved. Therefore, it's very important for one to involve oneself in contributive activities. And most social service activities also. So without being dependent on the action or one's own happiness and security, if a person performs something for the welfare or wellness of others, as a contributory action, then it becomes sangarahitam karma. As I told you already, aragadveshata kritam. All these activities or any action performed for the sake of mental preparation or mental purification must be an action which is in conformity with dharma. If an action performed is in conformity with dharma, the action is governed by one's own knowledge of right and wrong. Therefore, the action is not governed by one's personal life, by whims and fancies. But arāgat dvishata kṛtam karma. And such a karma performed by a person who has purushātanascheha, who is committed to the pursuit of jñānam, therefore who is not dependent on result of action for his happiness and security, and who performs his duties only for antakarna shuddhihi, antakarna ishchalyam, such a person is apalaprepsuhu. The one who is not really, one whose aim is in having the mental purification, not in really the specific result of the action. Such an action performed by an apalaprepsuhu, one whose ultimate aim is mental purification, not in the result of the action. Such an action is called sattvikam karma. So, Bhagavan again in this verse, by way of talking about sattvikam karma, Bhagavan talks about karma yoga only. Next verse. Yattu kamepsuna karma sahankarena vapunaha. Yattu kamepsuna karma sahankarena vapunaha. Kriyate bahulayasam tadrajasamudahritam. Yattu kamepsuna karma sahankarena vapunaha. Kriyate bahulayasam tadrajasamudahritam. Yattu kamepsuna karma sahankarena vapunaha. Kriyate bahulayasam tadrajasamudahritam. Now Bhagavan says, what is rajasam karma in this verse? So yat karma to indeed that action which is performed. Kriyate, yat karma kriyate, that action which is performed by whom? Kama ipsuna. Kama ipsuhu. Kama ipsuhu means the one who is attached to the result of action. One who is dependent on result of action for his happiness and security is called kamepsuhu. Kamepsuna yattu karma kriyate. That action which is performed by the person who is very much dependent on the result of action for his happiness and security. And how is it done? Sahankarena. An action which is performed, which is performed how? Sahankarena. With ahankara. The action which is performed by the person, not only he is attached to the result, not only he is dependent on the result for his happiness and security, this person is highly full of himself. Sahankarena. The person who is full of himself, who is highly egoistic. Sahankarena kamepsuna yattu karma kriyate va punaha. Again. Then how is it done? Bahulayasam. Bahula ayasam. Ayasaha means strain. So which involves tremendous pain, bahulayasam. So any that action which is performed by the person who is attached to the result of action, who is dependent on result of action for his happiness and security, and which is not only he is dependent, not only he is attached to the result of action, he is also full of himself, he is highly egoistic that he was going to do it. And that action, and then that action which involves tremendous strain, tremendous pain, bahulayasam, tadu rajasam udahritam, that action is said to be rajasic action. So tadu rajasam udahritam, that action is said to be rajasic, which involves tremendous pain, bahulayasam. Yattu kriyate, and which is performed kamepsuna by the seeker of result, who is attached to the result, and sahankarena, who is highly egoistic. No, Bhagavan says in this 24th verse, talk about the rajasic action. See, without having purushartha nischayaha, without being committed to the pursuit of jnanam, not even knowing the value of dharma, when a person lives, it's not wrong. It is sad to know that helplessly artha kamas will become the ultimate goals. If artha kamas will become the ultimate goals, then this person becomes highly attached to the result of action, because every time he does anything, he does it for his happiness. He is so much attached. He seeks happiness and security only in the result of action. So he does everything with what I have to do it, somehow I have to get it done. So there's a tremendous what there is also ahankara. But this ahankara is involved. And this person is always anxious about the result. What's going to happen? How is it going to be? Because of anxiety, the person, there's a lot of strain involved in that activity. Not helplessly, choicelessly, the person becomes highly stressed, because it becomes strenuous. All his activity, the activity becomes highly strenuous. And in due course of time, it can contribute for all forms of physical illnesses also. Mental stress can lead to physical illnesses also. And the people sometimes they try to suppress their emotions because they want to be diplomatic. They are not successful in their field. So the more the person acts as though he's a stress-free person, still he has a lot of stress, but he doesn't show it outside. That also contributes for what? Some different types of illnesses. Physical, also mental. And if they're religious people, at least they'll go to temple and worship and pray. And highly egoistic. And even otherwise, what happens? What without purushartha nischaya, having artha kamas as the ultimate goals, not knowing the value of dharma, the person is heavily dependent on the results of actions alone for his happiness and security. Therefore, he is always anxious. Always anxious person. Such an action is what? Rajasic action. And such a person wants to be successful. That is how the person becomes a person of vanity. And he engages his habits, become wrong habits. Because he has to handle all his stressful situations. So, such a type. Nakshas, Rajasic karma, Rajasam karma. And it's not easy joke. Always Rajasic action is an action which involves tremendous strain and stress. And the person who is mentally stressed naturally expresses his strain, the mental stress, in the form of anger towards the people who are very close to him, who are around him. That is why always the person who is the rajasic person, the family, the kith and kin, they become the victims of the anger of a highly stressed person. Because he's very attached to his activities. He's a kamepsu. And the person who sees himself through his accomplishments, the person who sees himself through his positions and possessions and power, name, fame, you know, the income, therefore, he becomes highly not a competent person. He becomes a competitive person. And he has many people also who become competitive. So, it's always a stress. It's an action called Rajasam Karma. And it's all because of what? Because of lack of Purushartha Nischayaha. Once Purushartha Nischayaha is not there, moksha being the choiceless end is not very clear. Jnanam being the only means of attaining moksha is, if it is not very clear, is not possible for one to become committed to the pursuit of jnanam. It is not possible at all for a person to know the value of dharma. Therefore, it is not possible for a person to live a life of karma yoga. So, unless and until a person learns to live a life of karma yoga, a person's life will be a life of rajasic actions. And he is called karmataha or karmi. And he'd always be a stressful person. Next. Anubandham kshayam himsam anaveksha cha paurusham. Anubandham kshayam himsam anaveksha cha paurusham. Moda mohadarabhyate karma yattamasamudahritam. Anubandham kshayam himsam anavek anubandham kshayam himsam anaveksha cha paurusham. Mohadarabhyate karma yattamasamuchyate anubandham kshayam himsam anaveksha cha paurusham. Mohadarabhyate karma yattamasamuchyate anubandham kshayam himsam anaveksha cha paurusham. Mohadarabhyate karma yattamasamuchyate. Now, tamasam karma uchyate. What is tamasam karma? We understood rajasam karma. What is tamasam karma? It is said, yat karma arabhyate. the action which is performed, which is begun, or which is taken, which is undertaken, an action which is taken for performance, an action which is begun for performance, and which is undertaken, how mohat. See, if a person chooses to do some action without any clarity of purpose, mohat, due to delusion, an action which is taken for performance because of delusion, mohat. Anavekshya, not taking into account, ikshitva means having seen. Anavekshya, without having thought about, anubandham, anubandha here means not that anubandha. Here anubandha in this context means the consequences following the actions. Anubandha means the consequences of activity. Kshayam, the consequence in terms of kshayaha means loss. Himsa means harm. And paurusha means one's capacity. So without taking into account, without considering the consequences, loss and harm and capacity, because of delusion, due to delusion, if a given action is taken for performance, and that an action is called tamasic action, tamasam uchyate. So yat karma anubandham kshayam himsam paurusham cha anaveksha mohat arabhyate tat karma tamasam uchyate. So the action which is simply taken for performance without even thinking of the consequences, without thinking of the consequences, think of the loss, without thinking of the harm involved in it, without thinking of one's capacity, simply a person takes some activity because of delusion. There's no clarity. Why I'm doing, what I'm doing, what will be the consequence, how should I do, am I able to do? So without any thinking, so any action which is taken for performance, why does a person take such an action? Because of delusion, there's no clarity. So because of lack of clarity, because of delusion, if an action is undertaken for performance without thinking of, without thinking the consequences, the loss, harm, and capacity, etc., such an action is called tamasic action, tamasam karma. So anubandham, kshayam, himsam, paurusham cha. Please understand, the word paurusham in this context means one's capability or capacity. Anaveksha, not thinking of all these factors, simply mohat, because of lack of clarity, due to delusion, yet karma arabhyate, an action which is begun, tat tamasam uchyate, such an action is said to be tamasam karma, tamasic action. So, now Bhagavan beautifully says, what is tamasic karma? See, sometimes we say we do things before we do any action. Definitely, we must be thoughtful. Our action, we must be thoughtful, means we must know what we are doing, why we are doing, what purpose we are doing it for. There must be clarity of purpose. So without any clear understanding of the purpose, thoughtlessly, without thinking properly, thoughtlessly, when an action is performed, that action becomes what? Naturally, tamasic action. So, in our Shastram, when the Shastram prescribes the discipline of Karma Yoga, there it is emphasized that one must know the purpose of anything and everything a person does. And thereby, one must, if a person knows the purpose of doing anything, then one must see that whatever a person does must be in conformity with Dharma. Then it must be performed with the proper attitude. And how it must be done, why it must be done, etc. But there must be, one must plan out one's work. Then one must work out one's plan. Work out one's plan, then one must work, plan out one's. Work out one's plan. So, when people do not have such clarity and they simply thoughtlessly, just they think immediately they do. They do not plan beforehand, nor do they think of the consequences. And they simply do it. So again, Shastra makes it very clear. If I plan what I should be, how my tomorrow's day must be spent, what my priorities are, what should be done first, what can be done later on. Okay, what is very important? What, of course, everything is important, but still what should be my priority? What should be done first? So etc. We plan well before a person does anything, one must plan one's everyday's activities, one must plan beforehand. That is very, Shastram emphasizes that. So planning one's activities of every day means, or next day or next week means, that implies being thoughtful of one's activities. If we plan what we want to do, then our thoughts are involved there, thinking is involved there, then we can think of the consequences, the future consequences, and according to avoid the undesirable consequences, then we can change our plans. It is possible only if you plan beforehand. But here, planning should not be mistaken for worrying about the future. And planning how I should do my duties, how what I should do, etc. Planning one's programs or duties beforehand is something different from worrying. Oh, what shall I do, etc. Planning for one's activities, future activities, is not completely different from unnecessarily worrying about one's future. There should not be any confusion about planning. Planning is different, worrying is different. If we sit and plan, then there is a deliberation involved. It's not mechanically done. You plan means that you do everything deliberately. Whatever you plan, whether you plan to do shopping, whether you plan to cook, or you plan to go on some excursion, or you plan to travel, whatever you want to do, in planning, you deliberately act. Whereas worrying is not deliberate action. It's a thoughtless. because you, it is not possible for one to plan to worry. So in planning, thinking is involved. In worrying, there is no thinking involved. Is allowing oneself to be weakened by one's own emotions. Therefore, here, performing an action without thinking ahead of the consequences and without having a proper plan, without knowing the purpose, performed in confusion is called tamasam karma. And even not knowing what will be the consequence, what will be the loss involved in the such doing activity, and what is one's capacity, whether one is capable of doing it or not. Suppose in doing something, in fulfilling something, whether a person has enough knowledge, a person is capable, intellectually capable, or a person is capable of doing something financially, or a person is capable physically. So one must know one's own strength. One's own strength in terms of resources, one's own capability in terms of physical strength, one's own capability in terms of intellectual sharpness, one's own capability in terms of even resources, financial, finance, etc. So not knowing anything, simply a delusion of a person does something, that is, that such an action is called anaviksha. Not at all taking into account the consequences. When a person, not knowing one's capacity, when a person does something, that is called tamasam karma. Suppose that action I'm going to undertake involves hurt, involves wounding, involves offense. No thinking. And the action I'm going to do is going involves loss. There's no thinking. Such an action is called tamasam karma. So Bhagavan, having discussed three types of jnanam, and having this now discussed three types of karma also. Now hereafter, 26th verse onwards, then Bhagavan is going to discuss about three types of performers, three types of action, three types of knowledge we have seen already. Bhagavan is going to talk about three types of performers, karta, three types of doers, three types of doer, karta, mukta sangonaham
badi, dhrityutsaha samanvitah. Dhrityutsaha samanvitaha siddhya siddhyor nirvikaraha karta sattvika uchyate. Okay, understood here. Mukta sangonaham badi dhrityutsaha samanvitaha mukta sangonaham badi dhrityutsaha samanvitah siddhya siddhyor nirvikarah siddhya siddhyor nirvikarah karta sattvika uchyate mukta sangonaham badi dhrityutsaha samanvitah siddhya siddhyor nirvikarah karta sattvika uchyate mukta sangonaham badi
ధృత్యుత్సాహ సమన్విత సిద్ధ్య సిద్ధ్యోర్నిర్వికార కర్త సాత్విక ఉచ్యతే.
భగవాన్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ హూ ఈజ్ సాత్విక కర్త. హూ ఈజ్ సాత్విక కర్త, హూ అజస కర్త, అండ్ హూ ఈజ్ తమసిక్ పర్ఫార్మర్, హూ అజసిక్ పర్ఫార్మర్, హూ ఈజ్ తమస్ సాత్విక్ పర్ఫార్మర్. సో భగవాన్ ఫస్ట్ స్టార్ట్స్ విత్ సాత్విక్ పర్ఫార్మర్. సాత్విక కర్త, ఇదే సాత్విక కర్త ఉచ్యతే. హూ ఇస్ దట్? హూ ఇస్ సాత్విక్ పర్ఫార్మర్? సాత్విక్ డూవర్. సో సాత్విక కర్త ఉచ్యతే మీన్స్ దట్ పర్సన్, ఎ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ సెట్ టు బి ఎ సాత్విక్ డూయర్, సాత్విక్ సాత్విక్ పర్ఫార్మర్, హూ ఇస్ ముక్త సంగ. ముక్త సంగ, సి ముక్త సంగ, ఏన సముక్త సంగ, ది పర్సన్ హూ ఈజ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టు ఎనీథింగ్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ది పర్సన్ హూ పర్ఫార్మ్స్ హిస్ డ్యూటీస్ without being attached to the action or without being dependent on action or the result of action for his happiness and security, the person who is perform his duties is said to be mukta sangaha. So the performer of an action is said to be a sattvic performer, who the one who is free from attachment, mukta sangaha. Then anahamvadi, ahamvadi means the person of ahankara. Anahamvadi means the person who is free from ahankara, the person who is free from egoism is called anahamvadi. Then ధృత్యుత్సాహ సమన్విత, ధృతి ఉత్సాహ సమన్విత. సి ధృతి లిటరలీ మీన్స్ రిజాల్వ్, ఫార్టిట్యూడ్. సో హియర్ వి టేక్ ఇట్ యాస్ విల్ పవర్. ది పర్సన్ హూ ఈజ్ ఎండోడ్ విత్ ఎ స్ట్రాంగ్ విల్, స్ట్రాంగ్ విల్ టు డూ ది రైట్. The utsaha samanvitaha, the person who is endowed with the willpower and enthusiasm. Utsaha means enthusiasm. The one who is endowed with the will and enthusiasm, dhriti utsaha samanvitaha, dhrityutsaha samanvitaha. Anahamvadi, who is free from ahankara, means who is free from egoism. Mukta sangaha, who is free from attachment. Then nirvikaraha, the word nirvikaraha means one who is not subject to modification. But in this context, please understand, it is not about the nature of the atma. Nirvikaraha means being free from change. But here nirvikara means the one who is unaffected, unafflicted, one who is not shaken. Nirvikara means the person of unshakable mind, the person who is not affected or shaken. The siddhya siddhyoho, the person nirvikara means the one who is not affected, one who is not shaken or disturbed. Nirvikara means the one who is not subject to any disturbance in different situations, in desirable and undesirable situations, such as success and failure. Siddhihi means success, asiddhihi means failure. So siddhya siddhyoho means in success and failure. So siddhya siddhyoho nirvikaraha, the person who is not disturbed, who is unaffected in success and failure, who remains the same without elation and dejection in success and failure, and the one who is endowed with the will and enthusiasm, the one who is free from ahankara, and the one who is free from attachment, such a performer of an action is sattvikaha karta. This is the literal meaning afterwards. Mukta sangaha anahankari dhriti utsaha samanvitaha siddhya siddhyoho nirvikaraha karta sattvikaha uchyate. So, the sattvic performer of an action is said to be the one who is free from attachment, who is not at all dependent on performance of an action or the result of an action for one's happiness and security. And because there's an attitude, proper attitude, the person is free from ahankara. And a person who is endowed with will and enthusiasm, thereby who is not shattered, disturbed in different situations such as success and failure, it will be sattvikaha, siddhya siddhyoho nirvikaraha, dhrityutsaha samanvitaha, anahamvadi, mukta sangaha, sattvikaha karta uchyate. So now in following three verses, 26, 7 and 8, Bhagavan is going to discuss three types of performer, the karta. So now here we see who is sattvik. God is seen sattvikaha karta. Who is sattvikaha karta? In this verse we are seeing. So the performer of sattvikam, sattvic action is sattvikaha karta. The sattvik karta is the one who is involves himself in sattvic activities. The rajasic performer is the one who involves himself in rajasic activities. So tamasic is doer is the one who involves oneself in tamasic activities. But here Bhagavan says, mukta sangaha. See, the person who performs action only for mental preparation, for the jnanam, means the one who is dependent only on atma jnanam for his happiness and security. Therefore, who is not dependent on anything else, including action or the result of action for his happiness and security. Hacha persis mukta sangaha. So, this person performs action only for the sake of mental purification, intellectual sharpness. And when a person performs karma, naturally what now? I am the doer, I am the performer, I am the enjoyer. A very strong ahankara. So I am the doer. A very strong notion. Success comes, hand will go to the chest. I am the doer. Failure comes, the chest, hand will go to the head. Oh, I only did it. So this I am the doer is a very strong notion which becomes re-emphatically enforced in any action. And every time you perform an action, the notion I am the doer becomes repeatedly invoked. Therefore, performance of an action where I am the doer notion is repeatedly invoked becomes a big impediment to attain the knowledge of the fact that I am the non-doer. Therefore, it's always very important for one to remember the actually Shastram says, I am the non-doer. But I do not know that how I am the non-doer. Helplessly, I have the notion that I am a doer. But one must remember, even though I am doing these activities, it's only for mental preparation. I perform all my duties only as a discipline to prepare my mind for the attainment of jnanam, to become mentally steady. And this person knows definitely only in knowing the truth, obtaining as one's own self, one's happiness is there. Therefore, this person is absolutely free from attachment and he is free from ahankara also, not absolutely, at least he keeps a low profile. There is no strong notion I am the doer. Even though there's a notion I am the doer, there's a very strong notion. Because he knows it's a, even though he does not have the jnanam, still he knows it is Bhagavan, the doer of everything. Anahamvadi. And that yuktsaha samanvitaha. And this person is always endowed with will to do the right action. And he knows he is doing it for one's own mental purification. So naturally he becomes a person of enthusiasm also. So there is a constant perseverance in the part of the person. And the person is always highly enthusiastic. Success comes, failure comes, loss comes, gain comes. He remains the same without getting afflicted by situations. Therefore, it is possible for him to have the will and to be enthusiastic also because of the proper attitude. Such a person, dhrityutsaha samanvitaha siddhya siddho nirvikaraha. The person remains unshattered, unshaken in all desirable, undesirable situations. He remains balanced with mental equanimity because of his attitude of accepting everything as Bhagavan's prasada. Nirvikaraha. Such a person, such a karta is said to be sattvikaha karta. In fact, a person who lives a life of karma yoga is sattvikaha karta. I request you not to feel bored and tired. It's not that I want to repeat. Bhagavan Krishna repeats. Do you see this? See, instead of saying, live a life of karma yoga, be a karma. Who is sattvikaha karta? The person who lives a life of karma yoga is sattvikaha karta. What is sattvikam karma? Living a life of karma yoga is doing sattvikam karma. So who is rajasic karta? So what Bhagavan says? One can involve oneself in sattvikam karma. One can be a sattvik karta. ஒன்லி இஃப் அ பர்சன் இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் புருஷார்த்த நிச்சயகா ஒன்லி மோக்ஷா பிகம்ஸ் யுவர் அல்டிமேட் கோல் ஒன்லி யுவர் கமிட்டட் டு தி பர்சூட் ஆஃப் ஞானம் ஒன்லி இஃப் யூ தி வேல்யூ ஆஃப் ஞானம் ஒன்லி இஃப் யூ ஆர் கமிட்டட் டு லிவ் லைஃப் ஆஃப் தர்மா ஒன்லி இஃப் யுவர் ப்ராப்பர் ஆட்டிடியூட் இஸ்ன்ட் இட் கமிட்மெண்ட் டு தர்மா converts all your actions into sattvic activities. And commitment to dharma is possible only if you know the value of dharma. Value of dharma is possible, knowledge of value of dharma is possible only if you are committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Commitment to the pursuit of jnanam is possible only if you know the value of jnanam. You will know the value of jnanam only if you know knowledge being the only means of attainment of moksha. And you, that is possible only if you have the value of moksha. Only if you understand that moksha is your choiceless end. You can understand moksha as being a choiceless end only if you repeatedly analyze the purusharthas, human pursuits. Therefore, purusharthan nischayaha is very important for one to choose to live a life of karma yoga, to be a sattvikam sattvika karta and to involve oneself in sattvic activity. So Bhagavan repeatedly emphasizes the topic of karma yoga by way of talking about sattvikam karma and sattvikam karta. He talks about karmi even as rajasik karta, tamasik karta. So continue next class. It's all right. Any other questions? No questions? What is this? All about karma yoga. We have a very thorough understanding of karma yoga. How can there be questions? Isn't it? Anyway, after completing 18 chapters alone, I'm going to take up the different topics for discussion for further clarity. Mananam. Okay? Now we are in the process. It's part of Shravanam only. We'll do Mananam and we'll know better. Then you can all get your doubts not clarified. I'm waiting for this chapter to be completed. Then we'll take up again from the beginning important topics we'll discuss.
Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே ஓம் சாந்தி 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 ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரி ஓம்